This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
We're back here on a special edition of Sports Talk on the Big 870, a Saturday edition with the announcement at around 9:15 this morning from both the Saints and Derek Carr that he is retiring from the National Football League due to a shoulder injury. Mike DeTelli along with Charlie Long, Cullen Steele running things behind the scenes on our Oakwood Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Orthopedic surgeon from Ortho LA out in Thibodaux. You've heard him so many times on Sports Talk. I never get him on good news, so to speak, about because it's always about an injury. Hopefully next time I talk to him, it'll be good news because I'll be talking to him about me. Dr. David Elias. Doc, thanks so much for joining us on a Saturday afternoon. Man, I heard the kiddies in the background when I called, and they were having a good time playing baseball. But, Doc, I think one of the things that sort of maybe was a hint to me was Mike Mayock, the former general manager of the Raiders, on a podcast with his daughter, made a comment that, you know, when there were certainly some rumors about Derek and the shoulder injury, he made the comment that Derek had sustained a shoulder injury while he was with the Raiders. And then now we're finding out more and more about the shoulder injury, the AC joint, the labrum issues he had. So kind of tell us a little bit about, you know, if you've got a small injury to the shoulder is one thing, but when there's starting to be some instability in the shoulder, the big difference there, not only in the surgery, but also in the rehab.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me. Yeah, of course, we don't know exactly the extent of his old injury or his ongoing shoulder issues, but when you're talking about the labrum and shoulder instability versus the AC joint, which is the acromioclavicular joint, you're talking about two separate issues. Sometimes they can coexist, two injuries with the same accident, but when you're talking about the labrum, that's talking about instability of the shoulder joint, which is a ball and socket joint, and it's pretty common. This is the Drew Brees injury. When he dislocated his shoulder, he had labral surgery and made a fabulous recovery. When you're talking about the AC joint, you know, this is a very, very common injury that we hear time and time, and you hear it called either a shoulder separation or a AC separation. Very, very common. Typically, most of them are, you know, we grade them 1 to 6, and, you know, your lower grades are minor and typically don't require surgery. So grade 1, grade 2, typically no surgery. Grade 4, 5, and 6, the clavicle is separated further and further from the acromium. So those typically need surgery. And this is in all athletes, non-throwing athletes, versus a throwing athlete. When you talk about the grade 3 injuries, those are the ones that are in the gray zone. Sometimes you fix them, sometimes you don't. And of course, what adds to the complexity of shoulder injuries is shoulder injuries in a non-throwing athlete are easy to take care of. It's when you get into baseball pitchers, volleyball players, swimmers, quarterbacks, the the dynamics of how you treat them is completely different. So, you know, we've heard talking to you earlier about the acromioclavicular joint, him having possibly some arthritis in that joint. I guess if we're just speculating, I would say maybe an old injury, he could have had a low grade, maybe a grade 2, grade 3 AC separation that he treated non-operatively and he dealt with. And maybe later in his years, through taking more falls, more injuries, now I would presume he could have a little arthritis in that joint. But more importantly, does he have some instability in that joint? Because arthritis is easy to deal with in the AC joint. But if he's got instability, that's a big deal. That's a big big surgery and a big recovery. And the results aren't always great in a throwing athlete.
Doc, one of the things this was a couple years back. Dr. James Andrews, who did the surgery on Drew Brees, and he went into sort of detail. I'll be honest with you, David. I never knew that was the first time he had ever done that surgery. He said, I had never done it before. Now, you would think, man, Dr. James Andrews, who's done surgery, and this is 2006. We're not talking about, you know, 1986 or 1966. This is 2006. He had never done that type of surgery. And so what I'm gathering from what you're saying is that despite all the medical upgrades since then, there's always that in some injuries, the strong possibility you might not be able to recover from this, even if you have the surgery and the rehab.
Yeah, sure. I mean, when you're talking about labrum injuries like what Drew Brees had, I think what probably Dr. Andrews was talking about is, you know, he tore his entire labrum. So a 360 degree all the way around the clock labrum. And that in an overhead athlete really typically is a career ending injury. You can fix it, but to fix it and have, and they can recover fine, but to have them recover and be able to throw a football with the precision and the accuracy and the speed that they were doing before is the hard part. It's why in baseball pitchers, you know, major league, college, you rarely see these guys having shoulder surgery for rotator cuff or labrums because the doctors tell them, you know, this, if you need it, you need it. You're not, your career's not progressing without it. But we love to treat these conservative because once you operate on a labrum, you change one little thing about their dynamics, their motion, their stability. And now that, you know, that perfect spiral that they throw might be a little off, and that's not going to work in professional and college athletics. The AC joint, it's kind of a different beast. Like, you know, we go to these conferences and listen to these experts talk all around the world, and you know, there's not a straightforward answer of when to fix them, who to fix them on, and how to fix them. There's different ways to fix them. You can drill holes. You can wrap grafts around the clavicle, different types of fixation, buttons, screws, sutures, adding graft, not adding graft. So there's a lot of dynamics. And the reason it is, a lot of options, and the reason there is because the results aren't perfect, right? We can do a perfect surgery, and a year later, they've got a little bit of subtle instability. It didn't work quite as well as we want. And I think that's one of those injuries in the AC joint that typically if you have a higher grade separation, you're going to get surgery, whether you're a throwing athlete or not, because the non-operative options aren't great. But if we can get a lower grade separation, we certainly like to treat those without surgery.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doc, in talking to Drew Brees in the past, he's brought up that, you know, had the surgery, was able to rehab, but, you know, through the wear and tear of the NFL and all the hits you take and everything else, he sort of has become left-handed today. Is that there's just a certain point where, you know, your shoulder and your arm just gets up to a certain level, and that's about it. And so the wear and tear on that. So what I would ask you for Carr in his future, and him still being a young man in real life, him deciding not to have this surgery, how would that affect him in the normal day life for him?
Well, if you're dealing with the AC joint, he can do very well with non-operative treatment of those gray zone AC injuries. But throwing a football in the NFL versus doing day-to-day stuff is completely different. So I would imagine, you know, without knowing anything about his history, ever seeing his MRI, his x-rays, I would imagine if he's dealing with an AC injury, he could live a pretty normal life with that shoulder. The thing with labrums, typically you dislocate your shoulder and the initial injury can cause irreversible damage to the cartilage. And right away you don't see that, but 10 years down the road, that cartilage progressively wears. And that's why you see a lot of these athletes and just weekend warriors who have these injuries, you know, 20 years later, their shoulder is arthritic and they need a shoulder replacement. And it's from the years of progressive wear of the shoulder.
Doc, is that sometimes where you see someone who's an athlete and like one shoulder's higher than the other?
So yeah, if you look, you know, people say, oh, I have a bump on my shoulder. Typically they've had an AC separation. And again, you know, years ago we never operated on these, even the grade three, grade fours, because people did relatively well, you know, in the regular world. But when you're talking about an overhead athlete and that being their dominant arm, you know, you have to get a little aggressive to try to get the anatomy restored so that their function can be restored.
Doc, one of the things,
but that's what you see.
Yeah. One of the things we've seen so much, you know, advance in medicine today. 'Cause you know, when you had an Achilles injury, that was basically kind of a career killer. No matter what you did, it was a career killer. The knee injury, you were out, you know, 18 months. The shoulder injury, depending on the shoulder injury, you can come back fairly quick from that. But there are also injuries where the uncertainty and you may never come back. That's still part of surgery and medicine today.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, every patient is different. They can have the same injury classification, but like, you know, when you're dealing with like an ACL tear, most people recover, but the ones that you see that struggle to recover, well, what people don't talk about is what was the status of their meniscus, their cartilage, other ligaments, and that's what kind of predicts. No injury is the same. No recovery is the same. And you know, you look at a lot of dynamics when you're trying to predict an athlete returning to his level. And of course, with any overhead athlete, you know, a shoulder injury in like a baseball pitcher, a quarterback, those are all treated differently and very delicately because, you know, the last thing we want to do as a surgeon is do an operation that may make them feel better day to day, but it doesn't get them back to their career doing what they do best, throwing a 90-mile-an-hour fastball, a curveball. You know, you can shoulder surgery can definitely affect the outcome of an overhead athlete return to sports.
Doc, one of the things that would be the last question for you is, you know, you talked about, you know, a tennis player or a baseball pitcher or even a swimmer. But they're not getting hit by a Chevy truck on every play, you know, because, you know, in the NFL, it's a brutal sport. You got a lot of people that have played high school football or whatever. But, man, to play it at this level, you got guys going after you and the hits you take there. And you've been through it with athletes at the professional level, collegiate level, not just the young athletes, you know, younger than that, but how brutal this sport really is.
Yeah, I mean, football, again, it's like I say, every athlete is different. So now you're taking a football player who has to throw a football accurate and perfect, and then he's also getting hit and landing on that same shoulder. So you're adding another dynamic to his recovery. We just want him to throw the ball, like get their function of their shoulder back. But we can't predict, well, this guy's going to get hit and fall on that shoulder, which then also affects his outcome, taking the repetitive hits.
Doc, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Man, I really appreciate you taking some time. I know you got something happening at 2 o'clock, but we thank you for taking some time, and take care of the kids.
My pleasure.
And I know they have a big baseball game going on, or was going off because I could hear it, but we thank you for joining us here on a special edition here of Sports Talk.
Yeah, thank you.
All righty. Dr. David Elias from Ortho LA out in Thibodaux does a great job kind of breaking down these injuries. Every time we have a Saints player or LSU player or Tulane, whatever, that we talk about, we go to David. He does a great job sort of simplifying it for people who really don't know the medical world like myself as much as what he does, and the rehab to it.